We'll pack up this rain report for April 23rd, 2011 in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, with this week's rain report. The show of all shows is coming to Dayton, Ohio the weekend of May 20th. For those unfamiliar with the annual must-attend event, Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP, spoke with Josh Long, KD8BVV, Assistant Chair to the 2011 Hamvention.
The Dayton Hamvention is one of the world's premier amateur radio trade show. It's been around since 1952, and it's sponsored by the Dayton Amateur Radio Association. Basically, the idea started in 1950 when a group of amateur radios wanted to put on an event and invite amateurs to Dayton to take part in this event. It grew rapidly from the first year having a few hundred members to now we receive about 20,000 visitors each year to Dayton to take part.
It's held at the Hera Arena in Dayton and has been there for some years and will be there for a few more years anyway.
The contract currently is just for the next couple of years. We renew that contract about every 3 years. It's one of the only facilities in the greater Cincinnati-Dayton area that has the large outdoor space to hold our 2,500-spot flea market.
Probably the largest ham radio flea market anywhere.
We do know it is the largest outdoor exhibit space for any amateur radio show in the world, larger than Japan's or Germany's shows.
My favorite area, of course, is forums. I derive so much of my programming from the Hamvention each year, from your forums. How many forum rooms this year, and any new forums that we haven't had in the last year or more?
We have 5 forum rooms. The schedule is complete, and you can find that schedule online at hamvention.org. But we're excited this year. We have some of the returning favorites like the ARRL. We have returning this year the Youth Forum. We're going to highlight a lot of the things youth have been doing, including a special forum on youth de-expeditions, which is new as a group of local hams teamed up with amateurs from across the country. We were able to go to Costa Rica last year, and they're going to present their video and how these teenagers just fell in love with de-expeditions down in Costa Rica. We also have a couple interesting forums. We have an author, Elisa Spar, who's going to be presenting World War II Radio Heroes, which is her book about her grandfather's account of World War II radio heroes, which I'm really looking forward to. I hope I can get away to see that. We also have a special forum on QRP, where Dennis Blanchard is going to be presenting the Appalachian Journey as he took a QRP, put it in his backpack, and walked the Appalachian Trail for several days, making contacts along the trail. The favorites, we have Kip Building, Joe Eisenberg, K0NEB will be speaking about Kip Building. We have the Young Ladies Radio League, which is going to be presenting a forum specifically for young ladies and women in the hobby. And of course, we have all the ARRL legislative updates that keep us informed of how the government is affecting our favorite hobby.
You're going to have the Newsline Town Hall meeting on Saturday, which is always a big draw. It draws some big names that participate in it as well. It's sponsored by Newsline. Let's talk about some of the exhibitors this year. How are we doing for space for exhibitors inside and out?
In both areas, in our flea market and our inside exhibit spaces, we are well ahead of last year. We're excited about that. We were able to make some improvements to the layout of the flea market. We've added a couple extra aisles, which have produced more corner booths, which have really attracted some larger vendors to come outdoors. We've also were able to change some pricing inside. And what's exciting about changing the pricing inside was that we're able now to start filling up some of those holes in some of our halls that have taken place over the years. So we're hoping to have more compact and a lot more vendors, especially inside this year.
How many exhibitors do you think you'll have at this point inside and out in the flea market?
We're expecting 2,000 outdoor vendors out of the 2,500 spaces. We have 2,500 outdoor spaces, but a lot of vendors have multiple spaces, so we're expecting 2,000 actual vendors to be outside. Inside, we have over 500 spaces, and we're expecting to sell 95 to 99% of those booth spaces this year and are well on track to do that.
The flea market has been a little thin in the back. What is different this year that you feel you've gotten more spaces filled outside?
The number one thing we've done was we started earlier accepting orders. We've also got a new marketing department, a lot of volunteers working on just focusing on marketing and getting the material out to our vendors. The new layout by adding more cross-section aisles in our flea market has allowed to have more access to booths instead of the long spans we've been having. And of course, we also are welcoming back all the clubs again this year, and we'll be hope to fill up a lot of the back part of our lot with amateur radio clubs.
And, of course, for those who are visiting the Ham Mansion for the first time, you do have food concessions inside and out. We who catch the bus get dropped off there at the arena, and the wonderful smell of grilled brats. I'm speaking today with Josh Long, KDH-BVB, the Assistant General Chair for the 2011 Dayton Ham Mansion, to be held May 20th. 21 and 22 at the Hera Arena in Trotwood, Ohio, suburb of Dayton. Let's talk about the buses.
We are welcoming back this year our RTA, which is Dayton's public transportation. They will run special routes. The official parking for Hamvention is free parking at the Salem Mall parking lot, which is a half mile down from the arena on Charlotte Springs. There is a bus pass required to get you from the parking lot to the show. It's $8 for the weekend, but you can also purchase a daily rate.
What kind of parking is there at the arena?
There is no official Hamvention parking on the Hare Arena lot. However, there are local vendors that allow you to park in their fields across from the lot, and those lots range from $7 to $10 per day. And can be paid there on site.
All right. Now, you do have an exhibitor parking and a lot for folks with disabilities?
We do have an ADA lot located right on the premises. You will have to send and get a free ADA pass ahead of time. You can get information about that on hamvention.org. And then when you come to Hare Arena Complex, there will be a parking fee to park there on site that's actually charged by Hare Arena. Exhibitors, as part of their exhibitor pack, get the privilege of parking there on site. And I would like to note, if you're one of our volunteers or would like to volunteer, if you volunteer at least 6 hours, you get one of those coveted parking passes, which allow you to park right at the Hare Arena and have a short walk right through the gate.
And those are definitely coveted. How early do those buses start running?
They start running on Friday morning at 7 a.m.
Saturday and Sunday?
That is also at 7 a.m. The start time this year is going to be the same for all 3 days, but there are different end times. The show will open on Friday the 20th at 8 a.m. The show will end early, of course, on Sunday at 1 p.m.
For those who are going for the first time, they have that gathering after the doors close to get rid of all the door prizes that have not been claimed during the weekend, right?
Yes, we give away tens of thousands of dollars of prizes each year. That's, of course, including the door prizes, then the main grand prize winners at the end of the show. You have to be present to win any door prize. However, you do not have to be present to win the major prizes at the end of the show. And we give away radios and accessories from all the big vendors that they're all going to participate this year.
Let's talk about lodging. It used to be if you didn't have a room in the Dayton area by January, you weren't going to get it. And the attendance slacked off. However, I see attendance is starting to build up again and people are reserving their rooms earlier. As we conduct this in April, what's still available and where?
Rooms available in Dayton during the Hamvention has always been an issue. Although we've seen an increase in the number of hotels, particularly along 75 at the Miller Lane interchange. If you have not gotten a room, you can always visit the Montgomery County Convention and Visitors Bureau website. They have a complete list of all the local hotels and motels in the area. The Dayton Montgomery County Convention and Visitor Bureau website is www.daytoncvb.com. That's CharlieVictorBravo.com.
DaytonCVB.com.
This concludes our first peek at the upcoming Dayton Hamvention, scheduled for May 20, 21, and 22 at the Hera Arena in Trotwood, Ohio. Rain's Hapali, KC9RP, will wrap up our peek at this year's Hamvention next time. You'll find Rain, Amateur Radio Newsline, and the Gateway 160-meter radio newsletter sharing booth 329. That's booth 329. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2011. Rain, all rights reserved. Now for the rest of the Rain crew, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, wondering just where our Midwestern spring has gone. 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.